Hi, friend. I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this world is dead ahead of us. Very soon. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Probably in less than 3 years. Today is July 1st, 2026. That is, according to the inspired solar lunar calendar, this is Tammuz 16, 57, 87. We are continuing in the 12. The next document in the 12 is Obadiah. Interestingly, Obadiah is very up to date with today's events. He is especially up to date, and of course, like all of these men, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and the 12, and Daniel, of course, too. They are all dealing with what happened then, well over 2,000 years ago, and what is happening in the last century here. So we need to understand what we're reading here is about the ancient peoples that opposed Supreme's people. And it's about the present people who worldwide in all nations oppose the men, women, and children that Supreme is selecting at this time. Let's go to Obadiah and notice Obadiah, the very word phonetically, that was the original language that the first two spoke and humans spoke for centuries, means, it's a phonetic word, it means eternal originator server. The ending IAH means eternal originator. It's a shortened form of Yahweh. And then the Obad, that's the part that means service, server. Very interesting. All right. He's eternal originator server. And here's his video. Verse 1, eternal originator server's video. This is what he saw. Now, I do have promptings from Supreme, and I think maybe on occasion he has given me something in the way of a video briefly, but usually his promptings do not have to do with any videos like these men had. My controller, that's the word that was spoken for many centuries and is spoken today by the Jews, by the way. Adonai, my controller. Eternal originator, that's Yahweh, conveys this to Red. Now, who is Red? Red is the word Edom. It means red. We need to understand what this is a reference to some people who opposed the ancient physical people of Supreme. Here's what is in red, because this is what Obadiah quoted Supreme as saying in this vision or video. We heard a report from Eternal Originator. An envoy has been sent in ethnic groups. So he's conveying this to Red. And he went on to say in verse 1, you must arise. We must arise against it for battle. So he's warning these people who have opposed his physical people. There is trouble. This is not so much a reference to what happened back there. It's about what happened back there. It's a reference to what will happen right now at this current time because of what he reveals here. Verse 2, you will notice, I will make you small among ethnic groups. Well, has that happened? I think so. People don't even know who Edom is. I don't even know if I could pinpoint the people. I know I was talking to a friend here that works in this facility, and she's a Ukrainian-American. She knew a little bit about the fact that the Ukraine used to extend out to the Crimea, which Russia has taken over and beyond, down even into areas like Romania. I never understood that until recently, but these people that are there, I've realized this for years, are Abraham's descendants through Keturah. So they are a very special people. And I don't know that it's easy to understand what's happening, but I know what is happening right now is this tiny fledgling nation is opposing the evil communist regime of Russia. And they're not just opposing it, they have been quite effective in certain tactics. So after Supreme, through his main man here now, Donald John Trump, deals with Iran and squashes this Muslim religion worldwide, he has another mission that will begin later this year. And that is to deal with the misleading leadership that is in Russia. So I think it is very interesting what's going on between Russia and Ukraine. There's something more to it than just what we may think it is. All right. Verse 2, I said, you will notice I will make you small among ethnic groups. You will be very despised. That's talking about red. Your heart's insolence has deceived you who have been in the refuge of a crag. These are people that thought they were doing all right. And it's not so much talking about what was in the past, it happened in the past, but what is present right now. His rest is high, who said in his heart, who will bring me down to earth? Well, I'll tell you, there's one who will do that. My Father knows best. My Father is most powerful. He is supreme. And he will bring us down to earth. Verse 4, you soar aloft like the eagle. Your heart is established among the stars. What type of freaky nonsense is that, that we think we're so great? Eternal Originator's Communication, Obadiah writes, I will bring you down from there. Oh, watch out. He'll tear you out of the stars and throw you down on land and sea. Verse 5, well, I shouldn't be chuckling. I don't know why I do that more recently, but I have to apologize to my audience anyway. Thieves will come to you, devastated nightly. Remember who this is. These are the ones who opposed Supreme's physical people anciently. These are ones actually who oppose his spiritual people, his 20,000 men, women, and children who are being chosen at this time. And that's an increasing number at this point in time. These will come to you devastated nightly. How you are destroyed. Let's face it, Supreme is cleaning. He's not going to wait till he brings his kingdom. He's going to clean up before his empire is established. And it will be established very soon now. Will they not steal what they want? That's what people do. They steal what they want. And they get away with murder, and especially we murder unborn children and speak like mothers have a right to do that. That's a murderer, whether you're the mother, the father, or the doctor, or whoever. Those gathering will come to you. That is, your body will be gathered. Grapes will be spared. Now, it's interesting. These very people that were around anciently in Obadiah's days are still around, and they have to be reckoned with. So Supreme will do that. Verse 6, how doer, that's another word for Red or Edom. Doer is an ancient word that referred to these same people. Esau. You see, these are not the people of Jacob. They're the people of the other guy. And there are many other peoples, as you can read in Psalm 83, who are of Ishmael, just like people of Esau or Edom, who have been opposing Supreme's physical people. How doer has been exposed, his treasures are sought. Verse 7, all the men of your pledge will send you to the territory. Whoa, that doesn't sound good. Go ahead, fill it in with your imagination. They will deceive you. Successful men will prevail against you. They will put your food trap under you. No understanding is in it. Verse 8, eternal originators communication. Will I not destroy wise? And he's talking about wise in their own eyes. On that day, from Red, that's Edom again. Yeah, do we understand what he's saying here? These are wise, in quote. In other words, they are smart alecks, we would say in modern English. Will I not destroy wise on that day? This is talking about now, from Red or Edom. Understanding from Doer's mountain, that is Esau's mountain. Verse 9, south your strong will be shattered. One will be cut off from Doer's mountains from slaughter. Terrible future, yeah. Immediately ahead of us. Verse 10, shame will cover you from the opposition of your brother Heel. Who is Heel? Heel is Yaakov. That's the phonetic word, Yaakov, or Heel. So those who have opposed Jacob are the physical people that Supreme has chosen for thousands of years. Shame will cover you. You will be cut off for the future. Whoa, that is a terrifying thought. Verse 11, in the day you stood opposite. This is not the way to be, standing opposite to the ones that Supreme is using physically. And they have been the physical ones to preserve the solar lunar calendar and the older writings of the Canaanite and Chaldean writings. In the day alienated, carried away from his will. Wow, that's right now. That's where we are right now. Foreigners entered his gates. They threw pebbles for success legacy. That's the phonetic word, Jerusalem. You are like one of them. Anybody who's bet against Jerusalem is going to be in trouble. You must not gloat in the day of your brother. This is about the physical people of Supreme's repayment for their evils that have been done against them. He's already said that he will deal with them for their own evils. In the day he was a foreigner, you must not rejoice over praise originators. That's Judah's sons. In the day of their extermination. So there will be difficulty for them, and we've seen that. They were killed under Adolf Hitler, and they almost did it a couple thousand years earlier, or over 2,500 years earlier. They're doing it now to whatever degree they can, and driving them out of countries. Uh-oh. Your mouth must not exaggerate on the day of trouble. Verse 13, you must not enter the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. You must not gloat in his misery in the day of his calamity. You must not loot his wealth in the day of his calamity. So Supreme is going to punish his physical people where they need to be punished, but he's going to deal with those who have been demonically opposed to his physical people. And this is true today of his spiritual people. He fights for his physical people and his spiritual people. You must not stand at the crossroad to cut off its refugees. We had better be careful ourselves. You must not deliver up its survivors on the day of trouble. Verse 15, Eternal Originator's Day. See, this is Supreme's day. This is his time to start intervening in world politics and religion, in education and finance, and straighten this whole mess out. He's the only problem solver that we've got. Eternal Originator's Day over all ethnic groups is near. Well, that's what Obadiah wrote, you know, about 2,500 years ago. It's here right now. I'm here to tell you. What you do will be done to you. Watch out. You mistreat his people, it's going to happen to you. You'll be mistreated severely, exterminated, basically. Your recompense will return on your head. See, Supreme says 1 to 40 lashes for minor offenses, but death. And we've just never accepted that. We've stuffed people in prison, which is a torture that only demons should have. Verse 16, as you drink on my distinguished mountain, all ethnic groups will drink constantly. They will drink, they will swallow, they will be as if they had not been. So this is death to all who oppose Supreme's physical or spiritual people. Escape is in Bald Dry Places Mountain. Bald Dry Place, of course, is Zion. That mount is representative of his spiritual people. They will escape. Even some of them are going to be found to be too evil. It will be distinguished. Yeah, his spiritual people will be specially distinguished. Heel's house will possess their delights. That's Jacob. Yaakov, Heel's house will be a fire. Originator increases house. That's the phonetic word for Joseph. Originator increases house will be ablaze. Doer's house will be for chaff. They will burn with them. They will devour them. Eternal originator conveys a refugee will not exist for doer's house. Total extermination. They, verse 19, will possess the south, Doer's Mountain, and the plain of weakeners. These were, they were the Philistines. We tend to call them Palestinians today. That's a misnomer. Very wrong to call them that. But they are basically these vile people that were the weakeners. They will possess fields of productive, worthless fields, a watching place. Productive, worthless is the phonetic word Ephraim. And watching place is the word Shomron. That was the people of the north representing Israel, separate from Judah. And this town, watching place, which was their main town. And son of the right hand, that's Benjamin. Benjamin is the word. Son of the right hand. Perpetual fountain. Verse 20, this group's captives for most powerful prevail sons. That's Israel. What is synchronicity? That's Canaan. Two refinery and success legacies, captivity, who are inseparated, will possess towns of the south. Verse 21, one winning will go up in Bald Dry Place Mountain. That's Zion. To manage ethically Doer's Mountains. The empire is Eternal Originators. That was thousands of years ago, he wrote what is happening in fact, in truth, today. We need to understand we're standing at the threshold of Supreme's empire. He will be here in person. He will be the finite person to establish his empire and carry on what he plans to do in today's world. So if we're going to succeed, then we must flee idolatry. We must flee immorality. We must flee deceiving others, coveting. We must flee dishonoring our parents. We must flee stealing and murdering, especially of the little unborn humans. We must be being renovated now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.